The affected neighborhoods are Murray Hill, Springfield, and San Marco. A similar law passed last year applied only to restaurants in Riverside and Avondale. City Councilman Jim Love says that he wants smaller restaurants to have a better chance of success.
Some of these restaurants, you know, work on a thin line, and that market that they get from selling liquor could put them into the black so they can stay open longer.
According to Love, many older buildings that house restaurants are unable to physically expand due to historic designations. Lene Volmecki is the coordinator of the Duval Legislative Delegation. She says approval by the City Council was only the first step.
It gets noticed in the local newspaper, and then 30 days after that, the bill can be filed. So March 2nd, I believe, it will be filed.
Because the bill is an exception to state law, it must be approved by the legislature and signed by Governor Rick Scott. It's being sponsored in the House by Jacksonville Democrat Tracy Davis. Amy Haddon, 89.9 WJCT News.